All right, let's do the thing. First thing with Kevin Mano, though no Kevin, it's Ryan back again today for my brother. He's still recovering. And I will have an update on Kevin at the end of this very quick and efficient look at all the things happening as we kick off our Friday, February 14th, 2025. Happy Valentine's Day. The show, it starts right now. And we always start with the top story. We knew it was happening, and it happened. Yesterday, the U.S. Senate confirmed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the new Secretary of Health and Human Services. The vote was 52-48, and with that, the job, it's his. He now oversees around 80,000 employees with a budget of roughly $1.8 trillion. He'll oversee food safety, pharmaceuticals, vaccinations, and more. His appointment has drawn quite a bit of controversy stemming from his previous statements regarding vaccines, abortion, and Medicaid, among other things. And in related news, Trump's pick to lead the FBI, that would be Kash Patel. He narrowly made it onto the next confirmation round. He's been advanced by the Senate Judiciary Committee. His fate is now in the hands of the Republican-controlled Senate. That vote expected next week. On to sports. It is All-Star Weekend in the NBA. The 74th All-Star Game will be played Sunday in San Francisco. But before we get there, there's a celebrity game tonight. You can watch that on ESPN. Then tomorrow night is the Skills Challenge, three-point contest, and the Slam Dunk Contest. All of that airing on TNT and True TV. And then, yeah, the main event comes Sunday. It's actually a small bracket. Four teams total. Only one will win. That's a big basketball weekend. Also this weekend, the Daytona 500, that race scheduled to kick off at 2:30 Eastern time from the Daytona International Speedway in Florida. William Byron won it last year. He's going for back-to-back victories. Again, that race happening Sunday. Lastly, in the NFL, the New York Jets are reportedly moving on from Aaron Rodgers. It's donezo. After two seasons with the team, he is no longer their quarterback. It's not yet clear if he plans to hang it up or try to keep playing. Right, moving on to some entertainment news here on your Friday. Just a couple things. First, in baby news, congrats to former Bachelor Ben Higgins and his wife Jessica Clark. They're celebrating the birth of their first baby. Winona Higgins is here. Winnie, for short. Congratulations, you two. Oh, you three, I guess. In relationship news, again, we don't like talking about this guy, but it was reported yesterday that Kanye West and his wife, Bianca Censori, are getting divorced. That was everywhere. But their rep spoke out and said it's actually not true. Just a rumor, so who knows? You never know. Now, in related news, Hillary Duff and her husband, Matthew, are selling anti-Kanye shirts with proceeds going to mental health treatment for Holocaust survivors. It's in response to Kanye's recent declaration that he's a Nazi. Moving on to movie and TV news. First up, since it is Friday, let's take a look at some of the new movies out this weekend. The big one, of course, Captain America, Brave New World, Anthony Mackie and Harrison Ford. It's out now. Also, Paddington in Peru, The Little Fellas in the Amazon. And Apple TV Plus has a new sci-fi horror movie starring Miles Teller, Anya Taylor-Joy. It's called The Gorge. In other new movie news, we just got a trailer for the sequel to The Accountant starring Ben Affleck. It's up in the Instagram stories this morning. That would be at First Thing Pod, movie in theaters in April. There's a movie inspired by Green Day, the band, on the way. It's a comedy about a young band on the road. They mistakenly think they're opening for Green Day on New Year's Eve. Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, both from The Office, they're both in it. That's cool. It's called New Year's Rev. Production is underway. In TV news, this is exciting. Reese Witherspoon has found young Elle Woods. They've been working on this Legally Blonde prequel series. They put out a big casting call, and congratulations, Lexi Mindtree. She got the gig. Reese posted a video announcing the news. That one's up in the stories this morning as well if you want to see it. For the fantasy fans, you're going to be happy to know this. Prime Video has renewed The Rings of Power for a third season. Apparently, season three will be set years after season two. Okay, now, some of the shows on this weekend, there's a bunch. Tonight on NBC, it's the SNL 50 Homecoming Concert. So you got Lady Gaga, Miley, Bad Bunny, Posty, a ton more part of it. Also tonight, Paramount Plus has the third season premiere of Yellow Jackets and the first season finale of Dexter Original Sin. Over to Netflix we go. I'm very excited about this. The eighth season premiere of Love is Blind. Will they find love in the pods? Sunday, it is the 23rd season premiere of Family Guy on Fox. HBO has the third season premiere of The White Lotus. And Sunday night, it's SNL's big 50th anniversary special. That's going to be a three-hour show on NBC. Let's talk music. It is New Music Friday, so if you're looking for something new to listen to, you got some options. Sabrina Carpenter had promised the deluxe version of her album, Short and Sweet, on Valentine's Day. Here we are, and here it is, complete with a Dolly Parton collab out now. The Lumineers released their fifth album. That's called Automatic. Capital Cities put out a double disc album. Alessia Cara has a new one out as well. The Warren Treaty have a new album called Plus One. In hip hop, Drake and Party Next Door, they just put out an album together. Selena Gomez, she just announced a new album with her fiance, Benny Blanco, and they just released the first song from it. Scared of Loving You is the name of the track. It's out now, and the album is coming in March. Jack Harlow has a new song out, Set You Free. Macklemore, new one as well. Kind of a protest song. And since the Eagles won the Super Bowl, Zach Bryan put out a new song called Dear Miss, all out now. In other music news, Halsey just announced a tour. The 2025 For My Last Trick tour gets started this spring, hitting 32 cities in the U.S. and Canada. She's going to have Evanescence and the band Always out with her, among others. Dates are posted up in the stories if you want to check those out. Jelly Roll, he's got something new as well, but it's not music related. It's a run club. I love this. He has been on a major health journey lately. He's lost 100 pounds. You can really start to see it when you look at him. And now he wants to harness the power of social media to inspire others. This is so cool. He is running a 5K in Tampa in May, and he wants everyone to join him and do it with him. Hey, if you remember when Chappell Roan was on stage accepting a Grammy a couple weeks ago, she called out the music industry for a lack of support for young artists. And now, in response, Universal Music Group has teamed up with the Music Health Alliance to start a fund. They say it aims to, quote, provide comprehensive, high-quality, outpatient mental health resources for music industry professionals nationwide. Nice job, Chappell and Universal. All right, a couple additional headlines before we put a bow on this thing. In international news, there was a really scary, terrible scene yesterday in Munich, Germany. A car drove through a crowd of protesters, authorities calling it a, quote, suspected attack. At least 28 people were injured. The driver of that vehicle is reportedly an Afghan seeking asylum in Germany. It came a day before world leaders, including Vice President J.D. Vance, gathered there for a major security conference, which is happening today. In health news, the CDC has confirmed that this is our most intense flu season in at least 15 years. They estimate around 24 million flu illnesses this season, 13,000 deaths. Just horrible. Some schools have been shutting down around the country because the spread has been so rampant, like entire districts. Wash your hands, everyone. Do what you can. Stay healthy. And in food news, a different kind of flu, the bird flu, is still really messing up our egg prices. According to the latest numbers, eggs just hit an all-time high, $4.95 a dozen. That's a nationwide average. Some people certainly paying less, some paying more. They're outrageous here in California, upwards of $10 in some spots. What are we going to paint for Easter this year? This is going to make some people happy. Apple and Google have both restored TikTok to their app stores. We're still waiting to see what exactly, if anything, is going to come from that reported ban. But for now, it is officially back. And as you know, we always end the show with some good news, something positive as we head into the weekend. Today, it's a shout out to firefighters in Denver. For the second year in a row, they teamed up with a nonprofit group called Operation Warm, and they gave away roughly 1,000 new coats to kids in need. Sadly, it is estimated around 27 million American children don't have a decent coat to keep them warm during the brutal winter months, so this is such a great cause. Like I said, they did this last year. They were able to hand out around 600 coats, so they nearly doubled it this time around. That's amazing stuff. And that was a lot of stuff. But the show, it's over
now. The show is over now.
All right, thanks so much for hanging these past few days. Tagged in for Kevin on Wednesday. He, of course, recovering from surgery. But here's the update I promised you at the top of the program. Kevin will be back on Tuesday. Monday is President's Day, so no show then. But Kevin, back where he belongs on Tuesday. He'll be ready to go. Again, I'm Ryan Mano, Kevin's brother. Thank you. It's been fun. Have a great weekend. A happy Valentine's Day. Love each other.
Please tell your friends about this show.